Continues the Gemara, Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis, 5 lines from the bottom. Tana Rabbanan, Koyen Godl Makiv Oinen, Ve'ein Oichel. The Koyen Godl is Makiv Korbonus, even though he's an Oinen. Zog Drashi, the Rachmon Shaye, the Torah gives a special dispensation and it's mutter for him to be Makiv as an Oinen, Dichsiv, Lo Oviv Uli Imoy, Lo Yitame. He's not going to be Metame to his Shiva Krovim. Umin Amikdosh Lo Yetze, and it says he's not allowed to leave the Beis Amikdosh. Ve'lo Yechal. So he's not going to be mechal davoida when he doesn't leave. So it says clearly, black on white. That he's not allowed to be leave and v'lo yichal. So it means he continues doing davoida and it's not called chil davoida. That means even though he lost one of the krovim, zayin krovim, he's not allowed to leave and he continues and he does davoida v'lo yichal. So he sees makiv as anoinen. He doesn't have to leave his kedusha. Meaning he doesn't have to leave the Beis HaMikdosh, she'enoi tzorich lotz mikdushosei klal, liyoz oymed u'makriv, ki lo chilal avedosei. He's not mechal avoida when he does the avoida. U'minoi alfinu from there you can deduce, ha'koyin hedyet shele yetz shele yotza chilal. A koyin hedyet has to leave. He cannot do the avoida. But a koyin gol, we did not want him to be metame to the krovim, so he said, do not leave, and you can continue doing the avoida. Koyin gol is makriv oinen, he does the avoida even though he's a oinen. However, even though he's makriv is a oinen, ve'eino oichel, azoi vait not. We only matir the etzem avoida. Mashe'en kein, the eating, that we don't allow. And that's a kavu choyme we have from Maisa Akal. Because by Maisa Akal it says, lo yichalti be'oinim imenu. So over here, by kochim chamurim, so for sure you do not eat as an oinen. So yes, a kohen gol is makriv oinen, because it says that he's not mechal davoid and he doesn't leave, but he can't be oichel because of a kal v'choyim. Zog Rashi v'en oichel, shloi hutru kan el avoido, v'kotchim asuin l'oinen. The kotchim itself to eat are also to noinen. Kal v'choyim mi ma'isa kal, shom eteru lo yichalti mena b'oinim imenu. So kohen gol is makiv oinen, but he's not oichel. Now the achorim explain, Zeche Yitzchok, Bitzchok Chonon, he says that the pshat in this differentiation that we make, that a kohen gadol is makriv oinen, but he's not oichel, is because the kohen gadol as an oinen is like a regular person that we say beregel, there's no din avelis. Regel, there's no din avelis. So kohen gadol, when he does the avoida, is like a regel for him. So mela is makriv as an oinen, because just like avelis is not noyig by a regular person, beregel. But Hashem, when it comes to the achila, over there we don't say that it's mamish and gans in a regel, and he's allowed to even eat. Like Abed Achila, ain't a oichel. Because after all, it's not a real regal gomur. There's no mitzvah to misameach, to be besimcha, like a regular Rishol Shogolim. So, mele legabe, the dine of the hakrova, over there we say it's like a regular tzloi, and he's makivoinen. Masha'enkein legabe, the achila, afazoivait, we don't say that he's allowed to do the achila too. And Erbitzik Chonon brings a rai, he says, Shmoyne begodim, the kohen gol wears for the hakrova. He doesn't wear Shmoyne Begodim for Achila. So we see that Achila is a lesser stage because Achila can wear Big the Hedyot also, can wear Arba Begodim. So in Mela, we see that Achila's Kotchim, he doesn't have the mile of the Kohen Godel. So Mela, he's Taka Eina Oichel Oinen. Makriv Oinen, yes, because Makriv Oinen is Taka Shmoyne Begodim, that's his regal. Oichel Oinen, that not. Because Oichel Oinen is not something that he needed the Shmoyne Begodim for. So Mela, that's not included in the Kohen Godel that we say Makriv Oinen, but Oichel Avadanisht. The Avnei Nezer says there's tamad difference between the Achila and the Akrova. The Akrova is more kal because the Akrova doesn't go into his body. He's doing a Maisa. Masha'enka is something that goes into him, Pegufoi, so Mel is more Chomer, and that we don't allow as an Oinen to be Oichel. So again, the Gemara says, Ton Rabbonon, Koyen Gol, Makiv Oinen, Vein Oichel. Rabbi Yuda argues, Rabbi Yuda Oimer, Kol Hayoim. So Kol Hayoim means that not just he's makiv oinen when he's in a Beis HaMikdash and lo yetze, but Kol Hayoim implies that even if he's at home, come inside the Beis HaMikdash, don't remain around the Zayin Krovim, lest you be metame to them, but rather be makriv and Kol Hayoim come inside. That's a one way of learning it. Rabbi Yudah Oimer Kol Hayoim, Zogma Omai Kol Hayoim, Omar Rava, that's what Rava learns, lo nitzch elo lo viyum etech beisai. You're allowed to bring him even from his home, Zog Rashi, mitzvah shiavuhu lemikdash, shiavuhu lemikdash, you bring him to the Mikdash. Lavit kol hayoyim, kidei lefakech tzar, so he should remove himself from his tzar, so he shouldn't be metame. V'ochi kom Rabbi Yudah, kol hayoyim yeh osik ba'akove, come to the mikdash and be oitzik in akrove. My kol hayoyim, omer rove le nitzchel lovim etech beisei. Omer le abai, abai says to rove, how could it be that he bring from his home? Hash le Rabbi Yudah afukim afkinon lei. when it comes to a kohen hedyot, over there Rabbi Yehuda is more machmir, and he says a kohen hedyot that has a mace that mace alav, he has to stop what he's doing and go home. And versus Rabbi Yosi that says over there, the Rabbanon that argue Rabbi Yehuda over there that say continue finishing what you're doing and then go home. So Rabbi Yehuda is more machmir. So how come over here Rabbi Yehuda could be more meikel from home? Kohen Gadol should come into the base of Mikdash. So the Gemara hashel Rabbi Yehuda afkum afkinon lei the Tanya hoyo oimid makriv al gabei mizbech. If a kohen yet was a milvim makriv v'shomash meis la meis. So meniach avidosoi v'yoytze. So Rabbi Yehuda says, you stop what you're doing, and you machmir, you have to leave. Div Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosi, Oimer, Rabbi Yosi is meikel. He says, Yigmar, you can finish what you're doing, and only then go. Va'at amud by sinu lemitach beisoy. And now you tell me, Rabbi Yehuda by Kohen Gadol says, even if he's home, kol hayoyim means bring him into the mikdash. Zog Rashi, hash Rabbi Yehuda afuke mafkinon le lehedjet oinen. I feel his rabbi even though we started. Also, Rabbi Yehuda says stop and go home. Al Rabbi Yehuda bakovas eninus lechumra. The rabbonon Rabbi Yosi are lekula. They say continue what you're doing and only then leave. They got Kohen Gadol ichlifa shitoson. And by Kohen Gadol, Rabbi Yehuda is more makel that rabbonon say that is Kohen Gadol is makiv oinen, but he's an oichel. But not that he comes from home into the mikdash. And Rabbi Yehuda is makel and he says kol hayoyim. If this is what it means, like Rava says that you come itach beisoy, how could be the opposite of Rabbi Yehuda's shita when it comes to the machlokes of Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yosi by Kohen Hedyot? El Omar Rava. So rather, Rava learns. My kol hayoyim, what does kol hayoyim mean? Zok demor daf yudalad omen aleph loymar she'eino oivet kol hayoyim. Faket. He cannot work the day of the Ptira. The day of the Ptira of the Zayin Krovim is an oin in the Raisa. And if he's an oin in the Raisa, if he works, he might come to eat. Avada be'etzem, he should be able to be makriv. But we're concerned about the gzeira that he might come to eat. Masha'enke, when he's an oin in the Rabbonon at night, so then, even if he eats, it's only a gzeira l'gzeira, because aninus is only the Rabbonon. So it's not the yom ha'ptira, so then we're not less concerned if he comes to eat. Zog the mora, kol hayoyim means, loy masha'en oivet kol hayoyim, gzeira shem yoichal. Zog Rashi, you don't work that day. At night he can work, meaning Aktoras Chalovim and Emerin, he can do. Because over there, there's less of a chash of Shema Yoichal, because even if he eats, it's not an aninus deraisa. So again, so Rabbi Yehuda Taka is coming to be Machmir, just like Rabbi Yehuda argues in Rabbi Yosi that a Kohen Hedyot has to stop what he's doing and not finish. So over here by Kohen Gadol, Rabbi Yehuda is saying Kol Hayoyim, that he can't be Oivet Kol Hayoyim. He has to wait till the Laila to be Oivet, because the Gzeira that he might come to eat. Zok Dumo, Omer Rav Ada. You tell me Rabbi Yehuda makes a gzera of Shema Yoichal and he's not allowed to work that whole day because he might come to eat the kochim. Our Mishnah says, Rabbi Yehuda oima af isham acheres maskinin loy. Our whole Mishnah is talking about that you prepare another wife lest his first wife die. Now his first wife dies, he's an oinen. And yet we say that he's doing the avoid in the base of Mikdash Yom Kippur. So we see that you allow you to do the avoida, even though you're an oinen. How could you say Rabbi Yehuda says you don't work the day you're an oinen because you might come to eat? Here we see Rabbi Yehuda clearly says ish acheres maskin loy in the chash of misa, and yet he works on Yom Kippur. But now Rabbi Yehuda oima afish acheres maskin loy shem atomis ishtoy v'imaisi ish and his wife taka dies of it avoida. He does the avoida v'loy goes to Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda doesn't make a gzeri he might come to eat. So we see an oinen works v'loy goes to Rabbi Yehuda shem yoichal. Zog the Gemara, there's a fundamental difference. By a Yom Kippur, there's a less of a chashal eat because it's an iset achila. Omalei ochi ashta. Hosom. By isha chers maskinin loy, since it's Yom Kippur, came in Yom Kippurimu, the kuliyama loy ka'achli, nobody eats. So hunami loy osil mechal, when he does the avoid it, as an oin, it is no chashal come to eat. Mashekin hocha, where we're talking about the regular avoid of a Kohen Gadol, not in Yom Kippur. The kuli alma achli, everyone is eating the korbanos. So as an oinen, hunami osel lemechal, so Mele Rabbi Yehuda says, ad alayla, meaning kol hayoyim, don't work until the night, because you might come to eat. I, Rabbi Yehuda, by maskin la isha acheres, is not concerned that he'll come to eat, and he allows you to work, even though meisha ishtoi. That's poshut, because over there it's Yom Kippur. And Yom Kippur, there's no chashash to come to eat, because nobody eats. Zog the Gemara, after we said the teretz before, that Rabbi Yehuda's case, he's talking about specifically we have chippah ba'adabat beisay isa acheres maskineloy to make sure there's one guaranteed bias and not two batim and not no batim. We said there's two noshim. One of them you megarish al tnai that what shemesh rishoyna, and the other one is a get if nichlas beis haknesses. So at the end of the day, if you see she's about to die, you go to the base knesses. So Mela, it ends up being she's not your wife. Lemafreyes Megureshes. So Mela ends up being she's not your wife that you're an oinen for. If you divorced her before she died, because of my friend she's Megureshes, then you're not being an oinen bichlal. So what's bichlal the Shakla Vitari, the Gemara is saying that from Rabbi Yehuda we see that that you do the avoida as an oinen. You're not an oinen according to Rabbi Yehuda. If you lemaisa, at the end of the day, we zetstein with the specific tanai, that at the end of the day, it's not going to be Easter because of Mugureshes lemafreya. So then, why are you an oinen b'chlal? Frag the Gemara, p'chia gavna, michayla ale aninus. Why is the b'chlal aninus chal? V'amigresha, we just made a whole echotim to before. The drashi, v'amigresha, d'ochi u'kim nadi chazi lo de meisa kodim v'ayla beis ha-knesses, u'mashe l'gito, l'mafreya to get, da'i de meisa, gito l'mafreya. So mele, it's not b'chlal's wife that you're an oinen on. Zog the Gemara, nei da'aninus l'chayla ale, atrude mila mitrit. You're right. It's not a real knapa aninus. We're not talking about a real oinen because it's not his wife. L'mafrei is mugreshes. But l'maise, the first wife is his wife of 20 years, let's say. So now that she died, even though it's l'mafrei mugreshes before Yom Kippur, because I made l'mafrei, I go into the beskneses, so it's not considered that she's my wife because of mugreshes. But l'maise, I'm torud because the woman that I was married to for 20 years, even though I divorced her before she died, Lamaisa died. So because I'm Togut, I might come to eat. So that's why we said that we clearly, we asked the Kasha Akoponim, that L'chayra, by Yidud Avoida, what about eating? And we said, no, it's Yom Kippur, so you're not going to come to eat. But Be'etzim, even though it's not a real Aninus, but if not for Yom Kippur, you would have maybe been Togut because of the Misa of the wife, that even though you divorced her, that you might come to eat. So we have to say the difference is, no, it's Yom Kippur, so you're not going to come to eat. And Rashi says, Miloy mitred uve kochim bin on simcha vegdula. You cannot eat kochim when you're in a state of aninus. Now, even though you're not an oinen, but you're not besimcha. Because echsiv lechonis at nesatim lemoshcha kedech sham lochim oichlim. You have to be besimcha. And you cannot eat besimcha in such a state. Even though you're not beetzim an oinen, but lemaisi you're mitred. So mainly you won't be able to eat. And that Gemara says that we're not concerned because lemaisi yom kippur, so you're not going to come to eat. Now, Ritva says, we're not talking about someone who's a Tovis Finosa Beyam, there's no Issa to eat. It's only when it's an Isimcha because of the Aninus. And over here, about Lamaisi, he's not an Oinen. Stam if Tovis Finosa Beyam and Yebetzar, there's no Issa Nachilas Kochim. So, Zokta Ritva, this is really the Teshonim's Kasha, that why, what's the purpose? You worried about Tsar? If Tsar is not an Aninus to get Tsar, so then why would it be also be Kochim? Zokta Ritva, we balt at the end of the day, I'm being Mitzar because of Aninus of Misas Ishtoi. Now, even though at the end of the day, she's not my wife because I divorced her a second before, but Lemais at the end of the day, it's a tzar that's bo machmas, someone that's your wife, which would have been the parsha of Aninus. So Mela, that would be considered a tzar of Aninus, that you would taka not be considered besimcha, and you would not be able to eat. Zog the Mishnah, kol shivas yomim, hu zorik es adam. We're talking about the shivas yomim that you mafresh a koyin, godl. In Likshas Pahedin before Yom Kippur. So what do you do for those 7 days? You prep him in the Avoida. Kol Shivas Yomim. Huzorik as Adam, he does Rik as Adam. U Makdir as Akhtoris is Makdir Akhtoris. U Meitiv as Aneris is preps the Hatov as Aneris. U Makiv as Aroish as Aregel is Makiv the Roish in the Regel. Vishar Kol HaYomim. And the other days, the Kohen Gadol can always override the Anshe Mishmer. And he can decide, Im Rotzel HaKiv Makiv, he wants to be Makiv, even though the Anshe Mishmer want to do it, he goes first, the Kohen Gadol. She Kohen Gadol, Makiv Chelek B'Roish, V'Noit Chelek B'Roish. And likewise, he can be Noit Chelek B'Roish before the Achilas Chalis Kochim of all the other people. He's Noit Chelek B'Roish, he takes the money Yofa. Zog the mother, Man Tana, who's the Tana of our Mishnah that says that for 7 days, he's Zerikas Adam, Umakhtis Akhtaris, he does Avoida. Now, after all, this cannot coincide with the Bakiva Shita. We had the Gemara in Avdallah that said that for all those 7 days, we learn from Miluim that you maza on him the Eifel of the Porah Aduma, of the Porahs, and even the Tzad of the Porah Moshe Rabbeinu. But upon him, if according to Bakiva, when you maza on someone that's Tor, he becomes Tomei. Well, he can't do the Avoida if he's Tomei. If you're making him Tomei, how did you, are you separating him for 7 days and you're making him Tomei? Zokim Oman Tono. Who's the Tana of our Mishnah? Omer Rav Chizda. Rav Chizda says, the loik Rabbi Kiva. This cannot coincide with Rabbi Kiva. The Rabbi Kiva, ha'omar, Rabbi Kiva shita is when it comes to Porah Aduma, Tor shenofl olav hazor, if a Tor has the hazor of the Efer Porah, fall on him, team osoy. It makes him tomei. Now, since over here the Kohen Gadol is Tor for 7 days, obviously he's Tor, that's what he's separating him for, they should remain Tor. And if also you maza on him 7 days, Rabbi Kiva Shita is, if you maza on the Torah, it makes him Tomei, so then it can't be Rabbi Kiva Shita in our Mishnah that you'll be maza on him. Zog the Gemara, Diga bekiva omay tosh and offer of azotoy. So hechi over the avoida. How do you do the avoida? The Tanya. Our Mishnah says he does avoida. How can you do the avoida? We become tomei. The Tanya. Now the Moriz Maskona and Omid Bey is going to say that it could coincide with the bekiva. Not like Rav Chizda says now, because maybe only maz at the end of the day after the avoida, and he doesn't become tomei for 7 days. Only become tomei for that day. So he goes to the mikveh right away, herev shemesh, and he's tor again for the next morning. But right now the Gemara is assuming you cannot do the avoida and also be mazeh. If you're mazeh, then you become tomei. Zok di Gemara. So it can't be Rabbi Kiva. Di Rabbi Kiva, Omer Tosh, Nofel of Hazor, Tomei, also, Hechi, Obed, Avoida, the Tanya. Vihiza, Tor, Ala, Tomei. It says in the Pasuk, Vihiza, Tor, Ala, Tomei. Could have just said Olav. Why does it say Ala, Tomei? Ala, Tomei, Zok di Rabbi Kiva has come to tell me. Ala, Tomei, Tohor. The Hazor, and someone that Tomei becomes Tor. Vala, Tohor, Tomei. Someone who's Tohor, he becomes Tomei. Di Rabbi Kiva. Chachom argued, he said, no, Allah Tomei has not come to tell me that someone who is Torah becomes Tomei. The din hazor is only called hazor when it's mimaza on someone that's mekabel tuma. That's called a maisa hazor. But if you're maza on a behemoth that's not mekabel tuma, that's not a maisa hazor. What's enough community if it's a maisa hazor or not? If it's not a maisa hazor, it's called melocha with the eifer poga. Then enough community, like if you do melocha, then it passes whatever's left on the ezer. We'll see in the Gemara. But upon him, Rechomi do not, are not medayik Rabbi Kiva, like Rabbi Kiva's medayik, ala tome means that only on the tome becomes tor, but on the tor becomes tome. No, ala tome is to tell me that only a mekabel tum is called a maisa hazor. Zok the Gemara, and Amish is like the Chachomim, because according to Rabbi Kiva, he would become tome. The coin that's tor. The chom oimgim ain't not dvorim alolam mugim. Ela bedvorim amekablim tuma. Mahi, what's his machlekes? Could it not? We learned in the Mishnah in Pora, this kavan lahazis ala behema. If someone had intent to be mazan a behema, which is nothing, the behema is amekabat tuma. Vehiz ala odom, and at the end he was mazan a odom. Now the hazan the odom shaloi be kavon is not a ma'is hazor either, so it's not going to be chal the tyra. Vehiz ala odom, so you can do a second chance. You can do it again. Im yesh be'ezov yeshana. Im yesh be'ezov, if you have enough to sprinkle again on this azov, it's not cold that you have to dip it in again, but you can yeshana, you can do it again. There's nothing wrong with this brush, this azov, you can sprinkle again because there was no malacha done to it. It was his ala odom shleim miskaven, you can do it again. However, the opposite, miskaven lahazis ala odom, if your intent was mazan odom, v'hiz ala behem, and you were mazan a behem, and the behem is not a kabal tumah, so it's not called a maisa hazor. So that which you did now with the ezov was a melocha. It's not a hazor, it's a melocha. So im yesh be'ezov, if there's left and left left in the ezov to sprinkle again, lo yeshana, you cannot be mishana again. Zog Rashi, why lo yeshana? The nifsalu b'melocha, the hazor shall behema ain shem hazor leo v'havale kemayim shenasis ben melocha. So when it's nasa ben melocha, you can't do it again. You have to dip it in again into the kli, but you can use the ezov because of melocha nasa boy. Why? Because you are maza on it on someone that's not mekabel tuma. V'hiz ala tome is telling me dafka mekabel tuma, it's called a ma'is hazor. Otherwise, it's called a ma'is melocha. But kaponim, what do we see? We see a machlokes rabbanon and a bekiva. How to learn the pasuk v'hiz ator ala tome? Does ala tome means on the tome it's metayis like the bekiva, but on the torah it's metame? And then the Mishnah could not coincide with him. Or does it mean like the Chum say, Visa Atal Atome, only when it's Mekabal Tumah, it's a Shem Azor. On a behemoth, it's not called a Shem Azor, but it's called a Melocha, so Meli won't be able to be Mishana again. Zog the Gemara, my time in the Rabbi Kiva, what's the reason of Rabbi Kiva? Because Nicht Rachman of Visa Ator Olof. Why does it say Ala Tome? My Ala Tome, Shmamin Ala Tome Tor, Dafka, when you sprinkle on the Tome, it becomes Tor. Vala Tor, if you sprinkle on the Tor, then it becomes Tome. And then, Oibizai, the Mishnah cannot be like him. The Rabbonon says no. Haile Dvorim HaMekablin Tumu De Oso. Ala Tome is coming to tell me it's only considered a Hazon when it's sprinkled on someone that's Mekabal Tumu, not on a Be'ema. Aval Hocho, Mashingin over here, when it comes to Rabbi Kiva Svara, that a Tor should become Tome, that I argue on Misvoga Kavachoimu, that Madach if a Tomei becomes Tor, so a Tor cannot become Tomei. So Gemara Avalocha Kavachoimu, im ala Tomei Tor, if on someone who's Tomei becomes Tor, sala Tor la Kolshkein, for sure the Tor should not become Tomei. So that's why Rabbanon argue in Rabbi Kiva Svara that a Tor should become Tomei. How's Rabbi Kiva going to answer this Kavachoimu? The Rabbi Kiva, Haine Dukoma Shloima, Omati Achkamo, Shloima Melech said in Kehelis, Omati Echkamo, I do not comprehend and understand Poraduma. It's Amati Echkamo. Why is it Echkamo? Zok the Bekiva, because you have a good Kavach Chaim that says, Marach if it's Metaira Tome, how could a Torah become Tome? That's what Shlomo HaMelech said. Amati Echkamo, v'yirchoikim imeni. So my din is true, and Shlomo HaMelech Taka said, he doesn't understand it. V'rabonon, what are you going to do with the Pasuk in Kehelet that says clearly that it's something that's not comprehensible? If you're arguing on this, if you have a Kavach Chaim and you don't agree to this point, that the Torah should become Tome? The Rabbonon, Hahu lemaze ulemazin olov.
tahar, meaning that the mazeh and the mazeh nol of the person that does the etzim sprinkling and the person that's sprinkled on, they remain tahar. V'noigeya behen, but someone who merely touches it becomes tamei. And that Shlomo HaMelech said, Amarati echkma v'yirachayka mimenu. But ein chenami, the tahar does not become tamei. The amarati echkma is why should a negeya become tamei? Zokti Gemara, umaze tahar. How could you say the mazeh is tahar? We know clearly the pasuk says, "Voksiv umaze me'anid yechabes begodof." He has to change his clothing. So how can you say he remains tahar? Zokmo, my mazeh, mazeh doesn't mean mazeh, means nageya, and the nageya attack has to change his clothing. In fact, that's not true either. Voksiv mazeh, voksiv nageya. There's another pasuk for nageya, and that pasuk clearly is telling me that the pasuk of mazeh is not talking about nageya. So mazeh clearly it says that he's mechabes begodof. So how could you tell me that mazeh is tahar? V'oid, another kasha, it says clearly that mazeh boy kibbutz begodim, negeya boy kibbutz begodim. How could you say this pasuk is talking about negeya? Only by mazeh it says v'kibbutz is begodov, v'chaz begodov. By negeya it says v'tomish, that it becomes tomei by negeya. By negeya it says v'negeya b'mei anido yitma ad'orev, it just says becomes tomei. Don't you have to chabbutz is begodim? So he can't say this pasuk is talking about negeya. What's hotem et kibbutz begodim? Elo my mazeh. What it means that mazeh is kibbutz begodov is the mother noise. It means the one that carries the mechatos, the one that carries it. So, in fact, the mother, if this is what mazeh means, it means to carry, and that's Shlomo HaMelech was echmo v'nicht v'achmon and noise. Why does it say mazeh? Let it say noise. Zogma my time exceed mazeh. Hakamash on the chiddush is the beinim shir hazoh. The reason why it says by a noise, the loshon of mazeh, that you're only chayv when you carry the shir of hazoh. Zogma, that depends if there is a shir hazoh. Henich lemando mazoh tzirich shir. Then taki the noise is only b'shir hazoh. Elamando mazoh ain't tzirich shir. Hazoh does not need to require a shir. So Michael and Meimar. So why does it say loshon mazeh for noise? Even if it doesn't require a shear, that's for the etzim sprinkling on the person. But the kli has to have a shear. Yes, when you sprinkle, you don't have to have a shear. But when you dip in the azov in the kli has to have a shear, like a paintbrush. With an etzim paintbrush, you can paint with a mashu. But when you dip it into the utensil, you need to have something in there substantial for the paint to go onto the brush. So we also, the money needs a shear, even though the azo itself doesn't need a shear. The Tanakh, like we learned in the Mishnah, how much you require in the kli that it should be a shir hazah, kadesh yitvoil roshe givoilin, that the heads of the givoilin should be dipped in there, the yaza, and you should be able to sprinkle. And that's the pshat in noisa, beloshen mazah, because you need a shir to be chayv and noisa. You don't need a shir on the gavra, but you need a shir in the kli. Abaya Omar, he argues on the original assumption of Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda said, we started off the Gemara that the Mishnah is not like Rabbi Kiva, because according to Rabbi Kiva, the Tahar becomes Tomei. No, it was the Kohen Gadol cannot be Mazah Olav and do the Avoida. And that Abaye says, no, it could be the Kohen Gadol that you still sprinkle on him. And even though he becomes Tomei, that's not going to hinder him doing the Avoida. Abaye Yom Afilo Teimer Rabbi Kiva. The Ovid Avoida Kula Yoima. Hitaka does the Avoida the whole day. Ulefanya Madu Alei Vitovil. And in the evening, meaning right before Shkia, that's when you maz on him. V'tovli, he goes to the mikveh, v'ovid Herev Shemesh, and he goes davodi the next morning again after Herev Shemesh. So it's not a stira. Lo'olam for 7 days, we sprinkle on him. When do we sprinkle on him? After he's magal davodi the whole day. Before Shkia, we maz on him for 7 days, and then he becomes tomei, not for 7 days, only becomes tomei for one night. He goes to the mikveh, Herev Shemesh, and he's tore again for the next day. So lo'olam, it can be like Rabbi Kiva, you don't have to say like Rabbonon, and even though he holds that the Torah becomes tomei through the hazor can take place at the end of davodi, at the end of every day of the 7 days. And the Chazon Ish explains, the Yesod HaMachlokes of Chizda and Abaye is, Rav Chizda was not nochis to answer like Abaye that Yamaz at the end of the day. If the whole purpose of being Margal the Koyin to be Ovid B'Taira, how you, it's not Mistava, you're being Betamehim every single day to be Torah the next day again. That's defeating the whole purpose. He separating him to be Margal B'Taira and you're being Betamehim every day. So Mele, he says, Avadim Asis and Loikra B'Kiva. But Abaye held no, it's Shayach to be Margalim in the Avoida. And you'd also mazah, and he becomes Tommy in the hair of Shemesh, and he's Torah again. The ikah is the maglim ba'avoidim. All right, we'll stop over here. You dalad omid beis on the top by the two dots.